This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Travel folks at Zagat looked at America's favorite summertime foods. In a recent survey, they found that 50% of us prefer to put both mustard and the ketchup on hot dogs. 23% said it was mustard only. 20% prefer ketchup alone. All Americans agree the most quintessential summer food is the hamburger. Most popular non-alcoholic drink, iced tea. And for booze, men prefer beer, while women choose margaritas. Scientists have determined we all age differently, and some people age three times faster than others. They created 18 different measurements to gauge biological age and then studied a group of 38-year-olds. They found people with biological ages from 28 to 61. The scientists say most people have a biological age that matches their chronological age, but the differences can vary widely. I had a friend who was Snow White at age 16. Dumb little story in the news yesterday about a guy in China who bought two puppies while on a trip to Vietnam. He raised them for 2 years before he realized they weren't puppies. He was actually raising black bears. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. This is the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Think you spent a lot of life deciding what to wear? Well, you do. In fact, a new survey finds we spend an average of an hour a week thinking about what we're going to wear. To put that into perspective, that's 3 days out of the year simply wondering what clothes to put on. And between age 18 and 65, the working years, that's 5 months of feeling like you don't know what to wear. That's a lot of time spent worrying about clothes. According to the survey by uniform supply company Simon Jersey, women spend 12 minutes every workday morning, 10 minutes every weekend morning, and about 27 and a half minutes before a night out deciding what to put on. Half of women surveyed admitted to thinking about their outfit the night before. Strange this doesn't point out how long it takes guys to pick things out. It's because we go to the closet and go, that takes about 10 seconds. Could smartphones be the reason more millennials are cooking? There's a new survey that seems to suggest that. The Google Kraft Food Company finds young people are using their smartphones and tablets for everything from inspiration for dishes to shopping for food to the recipes themselves. 59% of 25 to 35-year-olds bring either smartphones or tablets into the kitchen. Heck, I do that. Constantly looking for new recipes, and it's always on the smartphone. Most guys know the tide is turning against wild and crazy facial hair. Beards are still fashionable, but just letting them grow without grooming isn't good these days. So guys are spending more and more time, effort, and money on taming their facial hair, using stuff like beard balms, oils, and waxes to keep things under control. And they're borrowing beauty supplies and tools from wives and girlfriends. It's a lot of work, of course, but it's the price men pay to continue to sport that trophy, facial hair. A lawsuit has been filed in Miami-Dade County that alleges a woman suffered a serious and permanent neck injury from a baseball mascot. Beth Ferdinand attended a Miami Marlins game in 2013, and a mascot race was run between innings. Normally, these mascot races are just good, clean fun, but in Beth's case, things took a turn for the worse when one of the mascots, a shark, supposedly bit her on the head and messed up her neck, back, and extremities. Because of this, quote, shark attack, Beth has endured pain and suffering and has missed out on work, so she's suing. She says teams need to keep these mascots under control. A dedicated group of beer drinkers have called their shot and will be attempting to build the world's largest beer pyramid, or beeramid. The current record holders are from Australia. Their pyramid topped out at 16 feet. These guys, hoping to get some financial help with an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign, are shooting for a 20-foot tower. Why? In 1973, a man gave his brother a Peanuts birthday card. The character Linus is on the front saying, "This is the age of ecology." Inside, the message is, "Don't throw this card away, recycle it to a friend." So that's exactly what these two guys have done back and forth every year for more than 40 years. The card's a bit worn and yellowed through the years, but it looks like it's got a lot of life left. And plenty more room for signatures. And by reusing this one card, the brothers ended up not buying about 84 cards through the year. Do the math. Pretty smart. Knucklehead News out of Pennsylvania today. Cops think they can rain on the parade of two crooks after they stole a cell phone from a delivery man, then used it to take photos that ended up uploaded to the victim's cloud account. The men, who are still on the lam, jumped into the car that the guy had left idling outside a delivery and sped off, ditching the vehicle a few blocks away, but pocketing the cell phone and $500 inside. Almost immediately, pictures of the two strangers started showing up on the victim's account, including one of the men brandishing a sawed-off shotgun. Police chief said the dummies started taking pictures of one another. More and more robberies are being committed by individuals within their possession a sawed-off shotgun. So this takes a whole different realm. That's your Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about. Let me know. Email paul at wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. Fax to 637-2675. Or drop the info off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Catch up on a show you've missed or listen to one again at wcsy.com. Thanks to ServiceMaster, Berrien County, 428-9335 and ServiceMasterBC.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.